that you're not going to understand at all unless you know something about music. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, I was the manager of Zodiac Productions, which Zodiac Productions' name's been changed since then. I'm not even sure what they call it now, but it's the largest music conglomerate in the world. It owns RCA Records, Columbia Records, Motown Records, owns almost all the concert booking agencies in the United States. And that's not even the name of the company that owns it. The name of the company that owns it is Brenner Enterprises. And Brenner Enterprises is owned by Chase Manhattan. Chase Manhattan's owned by Standard Oil, and Standard Oil's owned by Lawrence of London. You can track it all back. You kind of get the idea after a while. But I was the managing president of Zodiac Productions. It was one of my jobs, being one of these 13 people. Thus, I got to know many of the people who produce the music and sing the music and play the music that you play. Now, one of the closest friends that I got during that time that I obtained was a man named David Crosby. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I saw David the day before Christmas last year. Talked with him. I got him away from this witch that he had with him. He told her to go shopping. We were in West Hollywood, and I was witnessing around the people I knew. We went off in this store, and we started talking. I said, David, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. I said, I already know the answers, but I've been gone for 5 years. I'd like to know if certain things are still the way they were when I left. I said, do they... Now, I'll have to explain some of this when I'm done, because you're not going to understand it all unless you know something about music. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, do they still have the coven conjure demons into the master? He said, of course. I said, now, I got to know something. What's the main reason for rock music? He said, come on, Lance, you know what the reason is. I said, please, David, I don't want to guess. Tell me what the main reason is. He said, the same as when you were in. So that we can place spells on people that we couldn't cast spells upon. I'll explain what that means in a minute. I said, okay, one last thing. I've been hearing that you must be an initiated witch now to get a record contract. He said, that's right. He said, many of us that weren't total witches have to be witches now in order to produce music. Thank you. The master is a tape about as big as the top of this podium that looks like an overgrown 8-track that the album is cut on and it's placed in a machine that produces and presses the records and the 8-tracks and the sets that you buy. After it's been recorded, it's taken in. This is why a master cut months in advance before it's released. On the full moon, it's taken in to a temple room about the size of this auditorium that is in every one of the major music companies behind locked doors up in the executive office, and it's placed on an altar setting in the north of the room, and a pentagram engraved in the floor, and 13 hand-chosen witches and wizards and a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power up, usually region or something like that, and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record and every tape coming off of that master. I tell many Christian parents, you can go home and count your kids' records, probably yours too, and count how many demons at least are there. That's too hard to believe. I'm sorry, that's why they do it. Now listen to me. This is why rock music is addicting. Have you ever seen kids that got rid of their music to go on like this? They can't wait to find a rock station somewhere to sneak off and like to get a cigarette or a fix because it's addicting. That's why they can't give it up. The rest of the conversation was this. You can't cast a spell on a Christian, but you can get a Christian to cast a spell on himself. It gives the permission for the spell to work. Being a Christian will block it. And rock music is not just a poem. It is supernatural music that which is carefully designed by their spirit guides and familiar spirits in the form of spell. Now, although the devil's music is hard, the music in God's music is the word, much of the songs are written. Said by anybody else means something totally different than what you say. Oh, John said.